At a wedding, what do they call a man that stands up with the groom?
Well, they call that the preacher.
Right, and then what do you call the friend of the groom that stands over by him and maybe he hands the rings to him? Or...
Well, they call him his waitman.
What do they call the girl that stands up with the bride?
Well, they call that the good waitman, too.
You remember, Charlie, a long time ago how when a couple would get married, maybe the neighbors would come over that night and make a lot of noise and have a big celebration. What did they call that?
Well, they call that enjoying themselves, that the girl and the boy done got married and having fun. Now they're going to come home or to the church somewhere, and they're going to serve them a nice supper.
Good. You remember a word they used to have for it, if maybe neighbors would come around rattling tin cans or rosin on a string or something like that? Now, what did they call that when the neighbors would come around making noise?
Well, they would call that the people is all enjoying that this girl and boy done got married.
You remember hearing anybody call that a chivalry?
No, I haven't got. Someone might have called it that.
Suppose you're going to Nashville. Would you call that up to Nashville or over to Nashville, or how would you say
that? I would call it in this way of manner. I would call it going to Nashville.
Say you went to Birmingham, would you say I went down to Birmingham or over to Birmingham, or how would you say
No, I would say I'm leaving out tomorrow going to Birmingham.
Suppose you saw somebody in Huntsville. How would you say that? You're telling somebody you saw another person at Huntsville. How would you say that?
Well, I would tell them this, because that's what I say. I saw one of my friends today in Huntsville, and I was awful glad to meet him, And we laughed and talked and shook hands with one another and stayed with one another a good while.
If Charlie, they wanted to know where your house was, what would you tell them? You'd say, I what?
Well, if someone wanted to call my house and ask me about where my house, I'd say, well, you go right up here, and go right up there, and the first road you come down, coming in this way, you turn in that little by road there, and keep it by road until you come to two houses. Don't stop at the first house. The second house is miles on that road.
And suppose somebody comes along and says, could you tell me how to find Terry?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I say, you go turn right up at this corner and keep that straight section until you come to that big cemetery and big colored church. And I said, when you come to that big colored church and that cemetery, you turn to your right there and stay in that road, and the first house you get to on that side is there.